This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Tensions with China expand to the stock market. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Open your books to U.S. auditors or get off U.S. stock exchanges. That is the message from the Trump administration to Chinese firms listed in U.S. stock markets, which have until January 2022 to comply. Let's go through this with our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, in Shanghai. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
What is the justification for this? What's behind this plan?
Well, right now, Chinese firms can raise a lot of money on the U.S. capital market, but U.S. regulators cannot access the financial audits of those companies. And that's just not fair, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. So he wants Chinese firms listed in the U.S. to allow their books to be examined by a special audit regulator or else give up their listings. Mnuchin says this is about protecting investors from risky Chinese firms, which China doesn't buy at all.
Well, why don't Chinese firms just, you know, hand over their information or, you know, comply with U.S. accounting rules, basically?
Well, there's actually a law in China that prevents its citizens and companies from sharing audit documents with overseas regulators, unless there is approval from the Chinese market supervisor and government bodies.
How does China defend the fact that it treats U.S. firms one way and wants to be treated a different way?
It's an interesting question. China never directly addresses this. But today, China's foreign ministry said Chinese auditors have actually been working very closely with American regulators on a number of fronts, and that this dispute really isn't about accounting. It's about forcing Chinese firms to delist. And if that is the goal, officials have been very keen to emphasize that this will severely hurt U.S. investors.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
President Trump also issued two executive orders banning dealings with Chinese owners of TikTok and WeChat, which would effectively remove them from the Apple and Google app stores. For some people, unemployment is starting to stretch out over many months because of the pandemic. Long-term unemployment affects people's ability to eventually return to the workforce. Marketplace's Erica Barris.
People who are out of work for 2, 3, maybe even 4 months. Employers get that. But more than that, says economist and Dartmouth Business School Dean Matthew Slaughter.
Your skills depreciate a bit the longer that you're not in a job.
And traditionally, employers have a lot of questions for prospective employees if there's a big gap in their work history. But Slaughter says workers can build new skills to boost their earning potential. And
what becomes more important is, what's the story that you can tell when, fingers crossed, you do have those interviews?
Of course, that story right now involves the pandemic, says Bay Area career coach Dorian St. Fleur. She says long-term unemployment,
it won't be looked at as negatively now as potentially it has been in the past.
But in this moment, many of her clients are concerned about having to take a pay cut if they do get work because the job market is so competitive. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down less than 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down about 0.5%, with the Dow future down 136 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 0.534%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Since we have to fix the economy anyway, given the wreckage caused by the pandemic, why not make it better than it was before? That is the question being taken on by David Brancaccio, who's just putting the finishing touches on a Marketplace special report called The Economy Reimagined. It's airing in the coming days and weeks on many public radio stations nationwide. David joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Sabri. You like getting up early like I normally do?
I love it, and I hate sleep. Anything for the cause of journalism. So, David, you have been off asking people what kind of economy we should have rather than the economy we had before COVID.
Right. And I'm aware that economists said we were at or near full employment back in February before the great COVID collapse. But you know, you've been reporting this too. Many people had dropped out of the labor force then, and there are documented structural inequalities that experts say were leaving too many people behind, even when we were in what was termed the best of times.
I mean, can we think about structural changes now, you know, in the middle of an epidemic and the worst economic downturn you or I have ever seen?
The argument is that every once in a while, and now maybe one of those times, when the window of public policy possibilities widens a bit, things that were considered off the deep end, impractical, non-starters just a couple months ago are being more seriously considered by policymakers and regulators and the public. I mean, sending a huge number of Americans $1,200 COVID stimulus checks?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically like universal income right there.
Yeah, and an interesting idea, but considered by many people as pie in the sky before coronavirus. Now the government did it. Well, should that be done routinely? What else can we do? We talked to CEOs, mayors, real families, even organized laborers having to deal with an economy of contract workers and non-union shops where employees have sometimes these days banded together to push for safety improvements during COVID. Javier Murillo spent more than a dozen years running a Minnesota local of the Service Employees International Union.
That's the moment we are in, and many people are rising to the challenge, and the labor movement, I think, as a whole has to sort of broaden its scope to be really a worker movement where traditional labor is just one part of what we do.
We also talk about some contract workers who are building their own gig economy platforms, kind of like gig co-ops.
Marketplace host David Brancaccio and our very own Kimberly Adams are doing a one-hour special report, The Economy Reimagined. It's on many public radio stations nationwide in the coming days and weeks. Plus, it'll be streamable at marketplace.org. Are you you ever coming back here, David?
Yeah. Monday, my friend. I miss everyone and look forward to getting back into it.
Well, we'll be happy to have him back. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.